Welcome to Cryptonomics, Principles of Cryptocurrency and Investing. So I'd like to present this clip of an interview that I did with my friend Chris Guida. So we talk about cryptocurrency, of course. I talk about my experience losing a bunch of Bitcoin and what I learned from that, my personal experience and my personal growth. Chris relates it to Bitcoin as an anti-fragile system. So when something goes wrong in the system, when there's a security risk, it gets exploited. The whole community learns from that. So remember, this is a clip from a whole interview that I did. So you can check it out on the Paradise Paradox channel on YouTube, on the Paradise Paradox as a podcast. And Chris, of course, is my co-host in a new podcast called The Multiversity Project. So this is a project, a podcast where we explore higher dimensional learning, talk about interesting ideas, well-researched, and fun. So check that out. The website is multiversitypodcast.com, and you can check it out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as well. So thanks so much for joining. Remember to press like, press subscribe, connect with me on all social media, be a crypto bro, crypto sister, crypto androgyn. Let's talk about it. There was this thing that happened to me. You know, I lost quite a lot of Bitcoin at one point because I used this exchange, which I hadn't used before, and it turns out they either weren't as competent or weren't as trustworthy as I thought, and I wasn't very careful about it. It's called Blue Trade. It's a Brazilian exchange, and I don't recommend it. I did eventually get my money back. It was worth more than it was when I lost it, so no complaints. Anyway.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So the thing that happened was, it's very strange. Like, I lost the money. I also, around that time, I had my phone stolen, and I had a deal go south where I was trying to buy a laptop and it didn't come through, and I lost money on that too. And then one night I had this vision. I was about to go to sleep, and I saw this white robed figure come to me, and the masculine figure, and he was like, "Hey, listen, don't worry about anything. We're in control of this. We've been manipulating things, actually, so you lose things. But the reason we're doing this," look on your face. He said, the reason we're doing this is just so you can learn more about stuff. So don't worry too much. And it'll make sense. And I was like, all right, thanks, I guess. But the weird, you know, this does affect the way I see things. I mean, from one perspective, it's just like it's just a dream or something, or it's, you know, a hypnagogic experience that happens.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but
you definitely have a much richer like inner world than I do. You seem to have cool visions of stuff much more than I do, or cool dreams much more than I do. although I do seem to have dreams and I just never write them down, so I'm sure I can improve at that. But right. But actually, I've actually had the same thought, maybe not from like a voice in a vision, but like just thinking about it. You know, people always talk about how cryptocurrency, how Bitcoin is impossible to use. It's really easy to lose it. And I'm like, well, yeah, like people don't know how to use this stuff. And people like to say, well, it'll never become popular because people will always be bad at this stuff. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't be so sure, because every time bad stuff happens, people learn. And, you know, in the, you know, the old order, the old currency of power,
yeah,
is military might, is yeah, basically violent domination.
Okay,
that's how that
highly hierarchical.
Yeah, that is the force that has shaped the world into what it is now, and the economics surrounding violence, basically. Hmm. And what cryptocurrency does is it allows there to be this wealth in the digital realm, which is impervious to violence. So, but it's not impervious to hacking. Hmm. So the new kind of realm that we're entering, or the new kind of era that we're entering, is this era where digital wealth is really valuable and violence doesn't matter as much. Hmm. And, but before we can enter that realm, before we can get there, we have to have individuals and organizations that understand how to keep information secret, basically how to have good operational security, how to avoid getting hacked. And the way to achieve that is precisely by people and organizations getting hacked. And this is painful, but it's not as painful as violence.
Hmm.
It's not as painful as, like when somebody gets hacked, generally they tell people about it. Maybe not generally, but some proportion of people tell people about it. And then the people who are writing the software and making the hardware and coming up with the solutions make better, more secure software that's easier for people to use. And the people that get hacked learn how to use it better. And so, you know, there's this kind of rough and struggly process of failing a lot until we succeed.
Hmm.
And I think you'll see the same thing as we move into smart contracts. You know, smart contracts are buggy and horrible right now. but the more people find the problems with them, the more secure they will get. And so, I don't know if this is, that's kind of like derailing the conversation a little bit, but
no, that's definitely really well part of it. Yeah, because that was with that vision.
There's a larger purpose to all of this.
Exactly. Yes. So part of the lesson for me was that I should take more care of the things, or that is that I should use the things that have been given to me. So I shouldn't just hoard my wealth, but I should use it for something that helps me be happy and helps other people around me be happy, that enriches our lives. And also that I should take care of it, like be conscious of things, like especially with when my mobile phone got taken, I wasn't being conscious of my surroundings and I wasn't being conscious of where I was. It was like I was in a zombie state looking at my phone. so that was... those were valuable lessons. And so it's the same, like with my life, something got taken from me, but that planted the seed for me to have a greater understanding. And so it's similar with the whole crypto economy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, you can check out the whole hour-long interview on the Paradise Paradox on YouTube or on the podcast, or go to theparadiseparadox.com. And remember, you can also check out the Multiversity Project podcast. So check out multiversitypodcast.com. Be cool. Look out for each other. And as always, have a look around, notice the beauty, and stay grateful.